M50 recording length 11 minutes and 10 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 50 open cluster M50, and GC2323, type E, in Monoceros M50.jpg, right ascension 0703.2, H colon M, declination 0820, Deg colon M, distance 3.2, Cli. Visual brightness 5.9, mag, apparent dimension 16.0, arc min, possibly discovered by G.D. Cassini before 1711, discovered independently by Charles Messier in 1772, open cluster Messier 50, million 50, and GC2323, is a pretty and considerably bright object located in a rich part of stars and nebulae in constellation Monoceros, near its border to Canis Major. This cluster was discovered on April 5, 1772 by Charles Messier, but possibly G.D. Cassini had already discovered it before 1711, according to a report by his son, Jacques Cassini, in his book of 1740, Elements of Astronomy. Open cluster M50 is probably about 3,200 light-years distant, its angular diameter of about 15×20. Therefore corresponds to a linear extension of about 20 light-years, the central dense part being only about 10, or 10 light-years in diameter. J. E. Gore, from photographic plates taken by Isaac Roberts in 1893, has estimated its population as about 200 stars in the main body. The cluster's Trumpler type is given as I, 2, M, Glenn Jones, II, 3, M, Sky Catalog 2000, or II, 3, R. Gertz. The visual appearance is described as a heart-shaped figure by Malles and Kramer. According to Kenneth Glenn Jones, the brightest star is of spectral type B8 and Mag 9.0, while the Sky Catalog 2000 gives spectral type B6 and Mag 7.85, and the age is estimated as 78 million years. 7. South of the center is a red M giant, contrasting prominently against its blue-white neighbor stars. The cluster also contains some yellow giants. Messier 50 observations and descriptions possibly discovered by G.D. Cassini 1711. Discovered independently by Charles Messier on April 5, 1772. Messier, M50, April 5, 1772 56 H 51 meters 50s, 102 D 57, 28, 7 D 57, 42. Cluster of small stars. More or less brilliant, above the right loins of the unicorn, above the star Theta of the year of Canis Major, and near a star of 7th magnitude. It was while observing the comet of 1772 that M. Messier observed this cluster. He has reported it on the chart of that comet, on which its trace has been drawn. Mimbakud 1772, Mimbakud, 1777, p. 345-359. On the comet of 1772, Messier's 13th, discovered by Montaigne, actually comet 3D/Biela, here p. 349, April 5, 1772, I determined, in the same evening, the position of a cluster of small stars placed between the star Theta in the ear of Canis Major, and the right loins of Monoceros. I compared this cluster with the telescopic star, determined on April 3rd. And this one with a star of the 7th magnitude which was near the cluster. The positions are reported in the second table, p. 351, Rom. 102.57.28, Dec. 7.57.41. A star cluster. The position of M50 is given in the chart on PLVI, facing p. 352, Bode, Bode 16, a star cluster on a nebula, on December 2, 1774. I wanted to look up the nebulous star which Mr. Cassini is said to have seen between the large and the small dog CME and CMA, and of which I could nowhere find a closer description of its position. Eventually I found in this area, north of the stars Theta, Mu and Gamma at the head of CMA, or below the belly of Monday, a small cluster on a nebulous ground, with which four small stars to the west form the shape shown in the ninth figure. Its separation from the star Theta is 4 deg 10. And from Gamma 7 deg 29, after my measurements. I suppose that this may perhaps be the Cassinian nebulous star. William Herschel, Unpublished Observations of Messier's Nebulae and Clusters. Scientific Papers, Volume 2, p. 657, 1785, March 4th, SW 377, a very brilliant cluster of large bright stars, considerably compressed and rich, above 20, in diameter, the stars of various sizes magnitudes, visible in the finder. John Herschel, 1833, H425, H425 equals M50, sweep the 16th of, February 13th, 1826, Ra 6 H54 meters 42.2s, NPD 98D5, 19, 1830.0, right ascension and north polar distance, rich, comp, Phil's field, stars 10, 15 meters, place of asterisk 10 meters in middle, a fine cluster, rich, compressed, Phil's field, stars of 10th to 15th magnitude, place given as that, at a star of 10th magnitude in the middle of the cluster, a fine cluster, sweep 135, March 13th, 1828, Ra 6 H54 meters 45.5s, NPD 98D6, 55, 1830.0, AL rather straggling CL 10.12, Diom, Saint 11.15 m, the largest in M, taken, a large rather straggling cluster, 10 to 12, diameter, stars of 11th to 15th magnitude, the largest in the middle, taken for position measurement, sweep 318, January 8th, 1831, Ra 6 H54 meters 46.6s, NPD 98D6, 58, 1830.0, superb CL, fills whole field, Irigar, stars 11, 15 m, not comp in m, straggling stars extend over a circle 30, in diameter, superb cluster, fills whole field, irregularly round, stars of 11th to 15th magnitude, not compressed in the middle, straggling stars extend over a circle 30, in diameter, sweep 136, March 14th, 1828, Ra 6 H54 meters 49.4s, NPD 98D6, 2, 1830.0, a fine VLSCCL, has a red star 8.9 meters to S of the more compressed part, a fine very large scattered cluster, has a red star of 8 or 9 magda south of the more compressed part, Smythe, CCLXXIV 274, M50. CCLXXIV 50,000,000 Monoceratus, R6H 55 meters 11s, DEC S8D06.7 mean epoch of observation, 1833.25 April 1833, position 170D.0, W1, distance 5.0, W1, a delicate enclosed double star in a cluster of the Via Láctea Milky Way, on the unicorn's right shoulder, a mag 8 and B13, both pale white. This is an irregularly round and very rich mass, occupying with its numerous outliers more than the field, and composed of stars from the 8th to the 16th magnitudes, and there are certain spots of splendor which indicate minute masses beyond the power of my telescope. The most decided points are, a red star towards the southern verge, and a pretty little equilateral triangle of 10th sizers, just below, or north of it. The double star here noted was carefully estimated under a full knowledge of the vertical and parallel lines of the field of view. This was made triple by H. John Herschel, whose 2357 of the fifth series it is. But he must be mistaken in calling its true 748, which is Theta Orionis. It is sufficiently conspicuous as a double star, and though I perceive an infinitesimal point exactly on the vertical of A, I cannot ascertain whether it is HSC. This superb object was discovered by Messier in 1771, actually 1772, and registered a mass of small stars more or less brilliant. It is 9 deg north-northeast of Sirius, and rather more than one-third of the distance between that star and Procyon. John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC 1483. GC 1483 equals H425 equals M50. RAW 6H 56 meters 12.5s, NPD 98D8, 46.5, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, right, PC, E, Saint 12, 16.8 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, remarkable cluster, very large, rich, pretty compressed, extended, stars from 12th to 16th magnitude, drier, NGC 2323, NGC 2323 equals GC 1483 equals 8425, M50, RAW 6H 56 meters 13s, NPD 98D8.8, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, CL, VL, right, PC, E, Street 12, 16, equals M50 remarkable cluster, very large, rich, pretty compressed, extended, stars from 12th to 16th magnitude, content car as if sets, students for the exploration and development of space, accessed September 21, 2007, text to mp3 by spokentext.net, quick and dirty complied by john-morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.